The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. If you were not listening earlier and you're listening in the Tampa Bay area or the Washington, D.C. area, you may be thinking, who is this voice? Well, my name is Bob Burney, and I have the privilege of hosting my program, Bob Burney Live, in Columbus, Ohio. But occasionally, I have the privilege of sitting in for Don Crow in Washington, D.C., and Bill Bunkley in Tampa, Florida. But every once in a great while, I get to do both. And today is one of those days. We are simulcasting today in Columbus on WRFD, Washington, D.C. on WAVA, and Tampa, Florida on WTBN. And to all three of those audiences, I thank you for allowing me to be your host this afternoon. Thank you. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Now, if the NFL actually has a season, and I think that is still in question, I know plans have been made, and they're trying to talk about whether to have any preseason or not. And one day I hear, yeah, they're going to have a two-game preseason, and others, the next day I hear, no, there's going to be no preseason at all. There will be a limited number of fans in the stands, and then I hear, no, there will be no fans in the stands, and then I hear other people say, we're not going to have a season at all. So at this point, I don't think we know for sure, but one thing that has been announced, if indeed we have an NFL season, well, the national anthem is going to be quite interesting. Several NFL players have already said, I'm on my knee. I'm not standing. I'm not putting my heart over my hand over my heart. I am protesting. Really? Seriously? A multi-millionaire football player is protesting. Well, anyway, Colin Kaepernick, began that movement and was kind of alone at first, and then a few others, a handful of others. Well, if interviews in the last couple of weeks are any indication, there are going to be a lot of NFL players that are going to take a knee. So first, my question is, is that going to impact whether you go to the games, whether you watch the games? Is that going to impact your attitude towards football? Hey, I've been a fan of football for a long, 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 long time. I grew up in the Los Angeles area. I had two uncles that loved the L.A. Rams, and they used to take me to the Rams football games. Growing up in Southern California, USC, UCLA, so I grew up a real football fan, and then I married a girl from Ohio, and slowly but surely she has converted me to being a Buckeye. Yeah. Which, by the way, in the first preseason poll, number one, the Ohio State Buckeyes. But anyway, of course, that's college. Here in Ohio, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. We have the Cleveland Browns. Those of you in Washington, D.C., have the Washington Redskins. And, of course, an enormous amount of controversy about the naming of the Redskins. And finally, the ownership of the Redskins announced, you know, we're seriously thinking about changing the name. Which, to me, hey, I don't live in Washington, D.C., but I think that's a little bizarre because the name Redskins was chosen to honor Native Americans. In fact, the current logo used by the Washington Redskins was designed by a Native American and felt it was quite an honor as a Native American to design the logo for an American NFL team. And then, of course, those of you in Tampa Bay have the Buccaneers, and you got Tom Brady. Yeah, he may be over the hill. But anyway, you do have one of the greatest football players of all time. So anyway, all three of our audiences have a real foundation in football, college, NFL, and so forth. So my number one question, and I'd love to hear from you, does it matter to you whether the players stand and honor the flag and the national anthem and our armed services? Do you care whether the players kneel in protest? That's question number one. And number two, the commissioner of the NFL has announced preliminarily that at least in the first NFL game, I don't know whether this is a plan for the entire season, but in the first NFL game, there will be two national anthems. The Star Spangled Banner, which is the national anthem of the United States of America, and Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is commonly called the, quote, Negro National Anthem. Now, that was back in 1919. The NAACP declared Lift Every Voice and Sing the, and again, I'm quoting from the NAACP, the Negro National Anthem. Obviously, today it would be called the Black National Anthem. My question, how in the world is playing two national anthems going to unite us? I realize I'm not necessarily the brightest bulb in the candelabra. I admit that readily. But that seems extremely divisive to me. And here's my greatest concern. The civil rights movement of the 50s, 60s, early 70s, which I'm not an expert on by any means, but very familiar with it. That was my generation. Grew up in Southern California, watched the riots and the civil rights movement and the incredible important, vital gains made by Martin Luther King Jr. and other civil rights activists who not only marched, but many of them gave their lives for equality, integration, the end of segregation. I am now seeing a new movement to roll back what Martin Luther King Jr. and others fought so hard for. I am seeing a new segregation. We have taught in our schools for years that separate but equal was evil. And I agree. I think that whole separate but equal thing was evil. And now we have a new movement, not from the right, but from the radical left, saying, okay, you white people, you get your national anthem. That's the Star Spangled Banner. And us black people, we're going to have our national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. That is going to provide unity. In my humble opinion, I think it's going to do nothing but cause enormous division in America I think it's a terrible, horrible decision by the NFL. But I'd love to hear what you have to say. I got to take a break. When we come back, Sandy in Westerville, Ohio, will be up first. But I have a couple of phone lines for you. Washington, D.C., what do you think? Tampa, Florida, what do you think? 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And a wonderful, steamy afternoon to all of you in Columbus, Ohio, where it is above 90 degrees. Tampa, Florida, where it is slightly above 90. And in Washington, D.C., where it's hovering close to 90 degrees. It certainly is July. Welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We're talking about the NFL and their policies. How will it impact your support of the NFL? Do you care? Does it matter that many of the players have already stated, we're not standing for the anthem. We're going to protest. We're going to kneel. And then they have announced in a, I don't think it's a solid, made in stone decision, but they have made an announcement that at least the first NFL game, they're going to sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And they say that's going to unify America. Are they crazy? All right, I want to hear what you have to say. My phone lines are full. If you're trying to get through, please wait just a minute. Wait for one of our callers to hang up and then dial immediately 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And to those of you that are holding, hang tight. I'll get to you just as soon as I can. First up is Sandy in Westerville, Ohio. Hi, Sandy. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I hope everyone is well on these steamy afternoons we're having. I called to comment, obviously, on what you're talking about. The NFL, we're done with them. We're a football family, but even my son-in-law said, you know what, this is just ridiculous. I've had enough. I don't need to watch football.
Really? So you folks are done.
We truly, they've just gotten so ridiculous that I mean, common sense and critical thinking just apparently they don't coincide with anybody much anymore. Yeah. They're just carrying it to a total extreme.
All right, what was the final straw? The kneeling or the national anthem thing?
You know, I've been done with them for a lot, I mean, for everything, but basically for this thing with the anthem, because here's how I think about it. I look at it. I think this is a terrible insult to African Americans. I think it's a horrible, horrible insult because they are segregating them from the rest of us. We are all people of color. I have dear, dear friends that are African American, and they're basically telling them, well, you know, that's for everybody, every American. That's not something that needs to be.
All right. All right, Sandy, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling and welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for the open-ended question and the conversation so that we can all share thoughts.
My pleasure. Are you a Redskins fan?
No. I'm a fair weather fan for football. When it's in the
you would fit in Ohio with the Cleveland Browns.
Listen, I'm in Maryland and from New York originally, So when it's exciting and there's a lot of hype, and I'm in there. You know, whoever's winning, I'm with you. And so I like the camaraderie, people getting together. And so that's the kind of fan.
All right. So what are your thoughts about the changes that are being proposed?
Absolutely. So I think that it's important for all Americans to be fully aware of the entire national anthem, and that there are some sections that are not, let's say, one of my words, I have grandchildren, warm and fuzzy when it comes to Black people. And so whereas it may be perceived that it's segregating, the other option would be, are Americans willing to revise the national anthem? Absolutely not. I'm going to answer that question as an African-American. It is not up to revision. And so because there is that section that is not as favorable, not as warm and fuzzy to our community, then one option, there's always so many options, is to include another song in the ceremony. It's just like if you're at a gathering, back to gatherings, if someone says, hey, my gathering is an all-hamburger gathering. You're like, oh, my gosh, I really like hot dogs. You're like, nope, we're only going to have this hamburger. We're not going to have hot dogs. But then if someone says, hey, listen, I'm going to bring a hot dog, then you feel included. You're like, listen, I really thank you for taking the time out to think about what I like, to think about what's warm and fuzzy to me, and to include that as a part of the festivity. So it's not necessarily divisive if you are really aware of the contents of the national anthem and how it is not fully favorable to all Americans.
Well, have you, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you really looked deeply into the lyrics that are supposedly racist and the background behind them? Mm-hmm. So have I, and I don't think it was racist at all. But what
you listen, open-minded. What is, you know, sometimes what I think that we don't do is when people have an opposing opinion and say, share with me your perspective of how you interpreted those words, and then I can share.
Okay. And I may do that later on. I'm running out of time and I don't have time now. But do you not feel that a national anthem declared to be for only one portion of America, you don't feel that that's divisive? Should we have an American Indian, a Native American national anthem? Should we have an Italian American national anthem? Should we have an Asian American national anthem?
Well, I think that what America is really good at is really, whether it's the women's movement, whether it's children's suffrage, is when there is an issue, when American can be honest and say, hey, we're needing to look in the mirror. We have an issue. How can we make this particular community feel more welcomed? And so the issue right now is Black Americans. And so in terms of feeling inclusive, you know, the biggest concern is the people who are hired to serve and protect may not always do that equally. And so if that's the concern, and it's proven and factual, we have case after case after case that there are some egregious concerns, then what actions, and you know, when someone said, someone thinks that this one action is going to heal and solve all the problems, I don't think that the NFL is not thinking that them including an extra song is going to solve all of America's problems.
So, I've only got about 10.
Action after action.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish I had more time, Bonnie, but thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you. All right. Bonnie thinks it's a good thing to have two national anthems at NFL games. I can't see how that's going to unify, but I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE.